Blog Talk Radio.
Leroy show, huh?
It is hot today, isn't it?
Right. Is it hot? I wonder if it's hot in Leroy, too.
Oh, it's hot in Oklahoma.
It's 105.
Woo! Oh, it's 99 here. It's supposed to get 105. What is it up where you're at, Mike?
Oh, at least 100. Yeah, well, I'd say 100, 105 at least.
Yeah. Well, my computer says it's 98 degrees here. So, well.
You're cool.
Yeah, right. So what's going on?
Well, I was out there outside yesterday, and this morning I go out, and I was thinking about what was life like in the 1940s, when there wasn't as much air conditioning when it got this hot. What did you guys do back then?
No air conditioning.
We had lots of shade. We had great big trees, and you know, the sun very seldom ever hit our house.
That's
because
true.
We had these huge trees.
Right.
But we had fans, you know, but
no air conditioning.
No, we just made the best of what we had.
I was born in 36, which is one of the hottest summers on record.
I believe that.
And when Mom told me one time when she was in labor for me that at the around the bed they had wash tubs of big blocks of ice with fans blowing cold air up on her. So, you know,
how we had air conditioning.
Yeah, that was the air conditioning.
Wouldn't that be something to be pregnant like that in this weather?
Yes, I can't imagine. Oh, without any air conditioning, that would be. So. It was not, you know, we never noticed it because we were so used to it back then that it never really bothered us. You know, if you aren't used to air conditioning, your body adapts to, I think, to whatever temperature that you're being exposed to. So, we mowed our yards in this kind of weather, you know. And,
sure.
And, you know, everybody still had to go to work and still do their thing. And I noticed in the Iowa paper where they called off the ball games because
it
was hot. No, I mean that. I think yesterday morning in the paper where they had called off the, you know, the young teams, they called off the ball game. And
oh,
I
my
thought,
God.
Oh.
And I can remember sitting under trees with Greg when he was a baby in his diaper while his dad played baseball in the heat.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I can remember us doing
that.
We
just sat under the trees in the shade with the babies on a blanket on the ground. Just
right.
We just didn't think anything about it.
That was in Leroy up there at the old park, or at the park, where
That's
it
right.
is now.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, they had the Leroy town team that they
right.
played on.
Uh-huh. I guess they probably did that years ago, had town teams. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they still have those or not. Probably not. People are too busy to do that kind of stuff anymore, I think.
I was just reading here in this 100-year paper where let's see, where was it I read that, where Mrs. Dunlop and Mr. Dunlop got married in 1940.
Oh, really? Well,
and Lord Plankton and Leo Berger were married February 16th. Leo Berger was Dale's high school basketball coach.
Oh, really?
And he was married to Marvel Bolas when I knew him.
Oh, really?
So I don't know what happened to Florence Langton and Leo Berger. I don't know what happened with that one.
Well, yeah, that's... When did... I mean, they were married to... who was he married to?
I don't... Leo Berger was married to Marvel Bolas.
And
Leo Berger
who?
That we knew.
Oh, okay, okay.
And here, Grover Worrell was the marshal. And he chased the burglar away from the rear door of the Scoville drugstore, but failed to catch him.
And what?
Oh, here, Charles
that,
A. Dunlop and Mrs. Bernice Roush were married April 16th, 1940, and the wedding was just announced. So I don't know what date. Of course, they don't put the dates of these articles in this printout,
right.
or this paper. But that was our 8th grade teacher. Mrs. Dunlop was my 7th and 8th grade teacher.
Yeah, mine too. You never had her, did you, Mike? Did you know Mrs. Dunlop, Mike? Hello, have we lost him? Hello.
I don't know. I don't hear him.
Did we lose you?
Oh, no, yeah,
we
well,
did.
No, right. I'm looking up the mayor of Leroy, Kansas' phone number. Would you give me a break here?
Okay. Here's another article. It says, Iman Pilcher and Dallas Worrell are off for training with the Burlington Battery of KNG at Little Falls, Minnesota. So I would assume that must have been for the military.
National Guard, Kansas National Guard.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, Battery of Kansas National Guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and Lawrence Hess and June Cottingham were married August the 25th in 1940.
Oh, my.
We kind of remember some of these names.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those names are all familiar to us.
Yeah,
I'm
and
sure.
here a small fire at the William Pennon Farm Home southeast of Leroy was discovered in time to prevent much damage to the barn. Oh. Well, it didn't say about the house.
Hey, it was just the barn that was on fire.
Everybody, yeah.
Bill Pennon. Now, I remember that name.
Well, yeah, that's who the ball field was named after, wasn't it? The Pennon Field?
Yeah, that's right, it was. I don't think it's still called. Is it still called that now?
I have no idea.
Well, if we get the mayor on.
Well, that used to be Pennon Park.
Oh, did it?
All of that area was the Pennon Park, and I was thinking they lived right south of the Methodist Church. They'd moved a house in there right south of the Methodist Church that faced west.
South of the Methodist Church?
Yeah.
I was thinking they moved
a house in there. I don't even know whether it's there anymore. You know, the last time I was up there to the church was when I went up for that last day of the that last day service dinner.
Church.
And I didn't pay any attention then, you know, I wasn't thinking about it.
Right. Well, right across the street from the church there on the opposite corner, wasn't that the, whose house is that?
Well, Bill Harris lived there at one time, the postmaster.
Oh, that's
or
right.
Across
that's
the road
right.
west.
Right.
And then Cattywampus was Cottingham's, or Cunningham, Cottingham, or something like that.
Oh, a little one-story house.
Yeah.
Set on the corner. Okay, okay, yeah, I know who, yeah, but I can't remember what Cottingham it was.
I can't either. I remember there was a lady that lived there, though, that had a goiter. You remember her?
Oh,
I always
yeah.
worried about that goiter.
Internet,
was that
right?
her last name? Was that her last name, goiter? Or
no, 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 that was a growth in her neck. That was a goiter is a growth.
Yes, I know.
Silly.
And they called you, and they called poor Aunt Kay a tumor.
Yeah.
I can't imagine walking through life. There's that two-legged tumor over there.
Yep.
Caddy Womp.
They sort of kept that
goiter.
Within the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We never got that out too much in the world.
living Caddy Wampus from that woman with the goiter, that Cottingham. That I think it's sort of creative. Actually, it's a creative use of the language. And speaking of creative, I think you know I didn't have time enough. Did you see the mural that's painted on the Leroy City Hall? We've got that.
Yes, I have. No, not the City Hall. I haven't seen that.
What
one.
Is that? What building is that? I thought it's
oh,
all
well,
there.
That used to be Martz's Produce Building, or I think now the Assembly of God Church has it for their kind of like a recreation area.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
Right there on the
but
highway.
It's you know where the old post office used to be?
Well, we've got the
yeah.
Arnold's recipe on barbecue hamburger. I figure, yeah, I know where the post office is.
Okay, it's right across the street.
I think we have the mayor of Leroy on. They could straighten us out.
Okay.
Or she can, I hope. Is okay. Christine Williams on the air yet?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Oh, there she is.
Hello,
Mayor
Christine.
There you go.
Hi, Christine.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. This is Sandra.
And I'm Kay.
And I'm in Leavenworth.
And I'm in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Well, I'm in Leroy, Kansas.
Yay.
Good for you.
And how are things in Leroy today?
Well, really pretty hot.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the way it's been. We were just talking about living in Leroy in the 1930s and 40s when it was really hot, no air conditioning.
But we all survived.
Yes.
Right. What's the great things going on in Leroy now?
Right now we're having a July 4th decorating contest for homeowners.
Oh, yeah.
So the Leroy Pride is putting that on with conjunction with the city of Leroy. So
do you have
people entering
that?
We've got
a
few participants that we're working on getting some more. Excuse me?
So when are they going to judge them, like on the 4th of July or the day after or day before? Or?
Honestly, I can't give you that answer. We're going to have out-of-town judges judging it, so there's no preference, you know. So.
Yeah, no partiality.
Yes.
Okay. How many people do you have on your city council?
There's 5 council members and a mayor.
Okay. Okay.
Now, is Leroy divided up into wards for elections?
No, we're not. No,
oh,
we're not.
Okay. It's just city at large.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I wondered how they did that.
Yeah. So, I was just thinking then all 5 councilmen could be from the same part of town.
Yes.
If you, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It probably doesn't work that way, but... that's a possibility.
Yeah. We've got several council people, you know, Jerry T. Myers on the north end, I'm on the south end, Josh Nortz is on the east side of town, Dane Burke's on the west side of town, Denise Yoho's on the east, northeast.
Oh,
so it's pretty good. It's pretty well spread out. And
it
Stephanie Hobart.
Like
oh, okay. Josh Nortz. Now, see, my mother-in-law, ex-mother-in-law, was Almeda Nortz, and Jim Nortz was her husband. And is this, who is Josh Nortz's parents?
Bobby or Robert Nortz and Jennifer.
Allison.
Allison.
Okay. I don't know her. Who was he married to when Robert Nortz?
I thought he was married to Shirley Wright.
Oh, he was. Well, maybe this is a different Robert Nortz.
Well, this is his,
could be.
His son. His son. It would be Robert Nortz's senior's
son.
Grandson that's on council.
Okay. All righty. Okay. So I knew Robert Nortz's, I knew Josh Nortz's
grandfather.
Great. Would be
grandfather.
His grandfather? Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Cause,
and the Yoho, who is she related to?
Denise Yoho was married to Frank Yoho.
Okay.
Since passed.
Yes. Uh-huh. Now, who was she? Do you know who she was before she was married?
I'm sorry. I've only lived in Leroy 15 years, so what I've picked up is through me.
Through the grapevine,
I'm not. Yeah.
Who did you say Denise's father was, or husband?
No, her husband was Frank.
Oh, okay. I knew Frank. I knew Frankie. We used to call him Frankie. He was Arnicus.
Can't imagine that.
Yeah, he was. But now Burks used to always be at Gridley. You know, the Burks were at Gridley.
Yes, he married Brianna Falls, and they moved into Leroy.
And that's Lisa's
daughter, and Dane is Debbie and, oh, gosh. Debbie's son.
Okay.
So now, what Yoho are you? Your name's Yoho,
me?
Right? Is your name Yoho?
I am.
No, Williams. You're a Williams.
I'm a Williams, but I married Vernon Williams, which is John and Wilda Williams' son.
Okay, now we knew Wilda.
One of the twins. She's one of the
twins. One of the twins,
right?
Yes. And the twins got put in a Barbie doll museum, so you'll have to come down and see that.
I saw that in the paper. Probably the only Barbie doll museum that I've ever heard of.
Well, you have to come down and see it.
Do they have quite a few Barbies in it?
Oh, my, yes, over 3,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Did both of the sisters collect these Barbies, or how did that work?
Yes, they both collected, and then they've had several family members donate some as well.
Oh my goodness.
Are these, like, still in the boxes and all that kind of stuff, or are they?
Some are still in the boxes. Some are, you know, garage sales that they've refurbished. They've got several other dolls, too. Like, they have Wilda's daughter's, Janice's first doll. It wasn't a Barbie doll, but first doll is in there. And they've got quite a collection, so you'll
Yeah, I have a friend whose daughter collects Barbie dolls, and when she was, of course, she's a married woman now, but when she was a girl in school, they built a shelf all around the top of her bedroom wall where she could put all her Barbie dolls.
Oh, my goodness.
So
I thought about her dolls, but...
Yeah, I know, but they never had Barbie dolls when we were playing with
dolls. We didn't have Barbie dolls. We had baby dolls.
Yeah. But that's amazing.
And there's some baby dolls in there as well.
Are there?
Okay.
So now where is it? Where is it located?
It's right there on the corner of 58 and Main.
Oh, okay. On the east side.
We purchased that building back in 2001 and renovated it, and we've got Tips and Toes in there, and then the Barbie Museum's in that building. And then we bought 602 Main, and we have the Pete's Parlor in there and a finished apartment upstairs. And we recently obtained the Union Block across the street, and we're preparing to put a roof back on it. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, now what?
That's been so sad to come back and see that building like it is. But, well, to see Main Street like it is. It's sad for we old ones who lived there when we had three grocery stores, a hardware store, and, you know, we were a booming little town when we were growing up there.
And that's my wish is to keep it maintained and hopefully prosper. So, you know, Leroy's still on the map, and we've still got quite a bit for a small community. So.
Yes. Now, what was this Tippy Toes or what was that you referred to?
Tips and Toes. She's
tips
a manicurist, and she does manicures and pedicures. She's been in business for about 6 years now.
Oh, really?
Yep, and the parlor's been in business about 5 years, and the Barbie Museum just started this May, and so we're trying.
Who has the Tips and Toes, did you say?
Tiff Hard.
Oh, okay.
She was one of the twins from Dahlia and Johnny Wright, Stephanie and Tiffany.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize Johnny Wright had twins.
That's after our time there, so it's nice
right.
to find out what has happened since we left there.
Right.
Does your council people, do they have to live in the city limits of Leroy, or are they?
Yes, that's one of the
out?
Requirements. You have to live in the city, within the city limits.
Oh, okay. I never knew how sometimes, you know, you get people to have people want to run that live outside the city, so.
Well, there's some good people out there to run, too, but unfortunately that's how it's set up, so.
Mm-hmm.
We do have Arlen Meats running for county commissioner.
Oh, okay. I see where Larry Cross is a guy. I know him, And Larry Cross is a county commissioner.
Yes, he's resigning, so Arlen's running for that position.
That's a major power play there going on there. Here we go.
I'm trying to get names in there.
Hey, you know, Mayor Christine, have you ever heard of Harry and Kay Arnold? We have their recipe today posted on the webpage. Have you ever heard of Harry and Kay Arnold? And I'm sure Kay and Sandra, they'll fill you in here on the recipe of the day.
Is George
here,
their son?
George Arnold? They were relatives, weren't they, Kay?
That's a nephew. He was the Arnold of the Arnold Greenhouse.
Right.
Okay, Harry Arnold is the owner of the greenhouse.
Oh, is he the owner of it? Okay.
Harry Arnold
was
George
from
and
that
Rita.
Family.
Harry Arnold was the postmaster there.
Yes.
Oh.
And they lived up there.
They lived where Gunlocks live now. It used to be that house. It's at the northeast corner of the park, of the city park.
Right. That was the Harriet. That was Arnold's.
That's
Kay
where they
Harry.
Lived. But that house was moved in there after the 51 flood.
Right.
Wow. Because it had been out. It had been out north of the cemetery. On a road going right north. And that was where Leroy and Verna Martz lived, and it was flooded.
Oh, that's right. The Martzes lived there first, and then Harry and Kay lived there.
Yes, when Martzes left town.
Right, okay. Right, that's right. And they were always big in the activities of Leroy, Harry and Kay were.
Oh, yes. So. Yes, they were.
Yeah. So they were very active community people. So.
Now, I don't remember their children. Do you remember their children? Kay and Harry's children?
Oh, I'm trying. Yeah, sort of. Didn't they have a boy and a girl?
I don't remember at all.
Well, Christine, you'll have to ask around if people remember.
I'll have to ask around, yes, because I'm sorry, there's a generation right in between there, I think. So.
Right. But I'm sure some of the. Yeah, some of the people there will remember Kay and Harry Arnold, I'm sure. So.
So what is the recipe? What's the recipe?
It's a barbecue beef. Hello. I got
I have
it, here.
It right here. I have it right here in front of me, if you ladies wouldn't mind. I was struck by the ingredients. It's pretty simple. It's not very complicated. But it's with, let's see, 2/3 cup milk. This is for the Arnold's, Harry, and Kay Long. I think this is what you add to the hamburger.
Right.
I'm sure.
Right.
2/3 cup milk, an egg, a cup of cracker crumbs, a pinch of salt and pepper, 1 teaspoon dry mustard, 1/4 cup chopped onions, and 1/4 teaspoon, I believe, of celery seed. And this was, I was really fascinated because, Mayor Christine, I didn't know you. Do you have mango trees in Leroy?
Those are peppers.
No, that would be new.
It's in 1/2 cup of mango or green peppers.
Uh-huh.
Mango or green. The Arnolds must have been most sophisticated to have thought
mangoes.
Of using mangoes instead of green peppers in there.
In her recipe, they have mango, and I know it's a green pepper. That's what they used to call them back in our day.
Uh-huh.
Was mango was the green pepper was a mango? Yes. And then
so
there's
it's a variety
the sauce.
Brand.
Yeah. Probably. They had always had a big garden up there, Harry and Kay did. So, but
yeah.
Then this, I got this recipe out of an old recipe book that was, it was a recipe book from the Rogers Recipes. You know, what was their name?
Roscoe and Dorothy?
Yes, Roscoe, yes. Yeah.
And oh, my goodness.
He, right. And their son, the sheriff, and he the... Is their
oh,
son
I don't
still
know.
The sheriff?
Randy
Who
Rogers
is
the sheriff right
of course,
now.
The sheriff of, Coffee County is. Yeah.
Randy Rogers.
I think Randy Rogers, yeah. I think that's their son. Or their maybe their grandson. But he
I
would
guess be, their grandson.
Yeah, could be. Could be. But anyway, this is an old Rogers recipe book, and it's put together with ribbon and construction paper.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, after you mix all that with the mango or green pepper into the hamburger, then you add, to make the sauce separately, you use ketchup, 1 cup of ketchup, a small bay leaf, 3 tablespoons of vinegar, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of chili pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon of mustard with horseradish, and 1 clove of diced garlic. And then
that ought to have a bite to it.
Oh, my God, yes.
Cook sauce real slow for 10 minutes.
Yes, all the ingredients are right there on the webpage for today's show. So,
okay.
You might try out some of that. It's at your pizza parlor. I was. I don't want to take up much time, Mayor Christine, but I was turned on last week about your place, the pizza parlor. And one of your people there at the counter on the telephone said, I think you're on Facebook. I Googled and pizza parlor, Facebook. Well, there's a million of them, Mayor Christine. Did you know that?
There's a million of them? Didn't know that.
At least.
There's one in Topeka, I know.
Actually, I did home in on the one in Topeka. I did. There is one on Topeka with a Facebook. Uh-huh. But do you own it too, Mayor Christine?
No, I don't. It's all I can handle to do the one. So we're quite happy.
Now, what are your hours?
Our local support and surrounding towns, so we're pretty happy with the business that we've done, and we've got 5 years under our belt this November, so.
Oh, good. So what are the
so
hours
what's the name of your
Oh.
What's
it's
the name of your
pizza parlor?
Oh, okay.
It's called the Peach Parlor, and we're open 7 days a week, 11 to 9. So
my.
In the summertime.
Oh.
In the wintertime, we cut back to 8 o'clock during the weekdays. So
11.
We
oh,
have
eight.
A wonderful salad bar. I sent Mike some pictures of the salad bar and beautiful pizzas, and you can make them ready, whatever you want on them. And like I said, we've got sub sandwiches that are Fanestel meat, so...
Oh.
We've got a good selection, some pasta, so.
Sounds
well,
like
come down and visit us.
Yes.
Well, I would have to stop in there when next time I'm down there. That sounds like a good place to eat.
Yeah.
And I have Coca-Cola memorabilia on the walls, so.
Oh, my son collects that.
Yeah, we tried to keep the building authentic, so it's got the 14-foot ceilings and stuff, so.
Ooh,
I was just
calculating
that they're 125 years old, the buildings are. So.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder what was there when we were young in that building.
Well, now, where is this at? I know what side of the street, but
it's
what
the,
building?
Yeah, it's the second building over. It's 602 Main. The last thing that I know business-wise that was in it was a laundromat, Newman's laundromat. And then there's
we
the empty
young.
Lot beside it, and then there's Daryl Brownfield's old grocery store.
Right.
So we
I
were two to the south of it, and Doyle Williams had told me at one time that it used to be an ice cream parlor.
Right.
Okay.
And there was
like
a bowling
a little...
lane in the empty lot, and he used to go over and
I
set up
the
pins for
alley.
The. He used to go set up the pins for the. Bowling alley and get a token and then go over to what now is the pizza parlor but and get a token and get like a soda or something.
Okay.
And that's coming from Doyle Williams, who's 80 plus. So.
I'm sure he remembers
Doyle.
It.
Yeah.
Right, and
I
remember when they used to have a jukebox in that ice cream parlor or cafe little type thing, and we used to dance in there when we were kids in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
We've had some bands in the pizza parlor, some local bands, you know. Not
that's wonderful.
Often enough, but whenever they offer, I take them up on it, and we have them set up at the front of the parlor, and we have a good time. It's been so loud at one time that they vibrated one of my Coke glasses off the wall and shattered.
Who's the local band or bands?
We've got several different local bands. One was on the Blacktop. One of my waitresses, Lori Muhlenberg, had a band, Raven and Roses. She played once. Jake Johnson has played several times, along with Josh Nortz. He calls himself Jake the Jukebox. And so it's been pretty fun. I've had... Kevin Parks has a stepdaughter, Vivian, and she's played. So when those guys play, there's like three or four individuals play. But Jake does his by himself. He can run a whole show. So, and he's entertaining.
Band.
Josh kicks in there. Yes, live bands. They bring their own equipment, and we set up for them. So.
Oh, that sounds like
fun. And then we usually run those nights till 11 o'clock or so that, you know, we have something going on at downtown.
Right.
So.
Now, do the young people come in and when the bands are playing, do they enjoy all that?
We have pretty good crowds that come in during those nights.
Good.
So, and that's, you know, courtesy to Facebook. Does get the word out nowadays, and we try to encourage them to put up their own posters and stuff a week or two in advance so that people know that they're going to be playing. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, what nights do you have those on? Friday?
We don't have
or?
Them set up on a certain specific night. It's just whenever they're available, and because some of them are high school bands, so it's whenever they're not playing sports or, you know, not playing another gig somewhere else. So
right.
So
well, that sounds interesting.
We just take what we can get.
Right. Well, that sounds to me like a good addition for Leroy to have something like that going on once in a while.
It's fun.
That's good. Yeah, right. Well, I'm glad to hear that there is something like that going on because, you know, when I think of Leroy, I just think of old people.
Don't think that. We've got a lot of young people in town, too. So
That's good. And I'm sure a lot of the young people are, I know, either their parents or their grandparents. So.
And you probably do. I'm sorry, I don't know that generation. So I'm just, I'm trying to pull names out that I've heard.
You probably know, and you just, you walk among them and probably don't realize you probably serve pizza to some of these people.
True.
It sounds like you don't need any tokens anymore to have a good time now on Main Street.
Yeah. Get some tokens if that'll bring everybody in.
But
you don't have the bowling alley to set up the pins.
No, but I've got an empty union block. We could make a bowling alley over there.
I think I discovered something inadvertent when I was hunting down Mayor Christine Williams. That's who we have on the show right now, listeners. Mayor Christine Williams of the Leroy of Leroy, Kansas, our favorite town, of course. Mayor Christine, I understand you got sort of drafted. Who dumped this position on you as mayor?
Mr. Freeman retired because of health reasons.
Bill? Would that be
Bill Freeman?
Bill Freeman? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us that story. Tell Kay and Sandra the story, and I'll get off the air. Go ahead.
Bill's done a wonderful job for the community, and we're getting a community building, hopefully to start breaking ground this year. So we're going to put it in the park, and Bill was trying to make sure that came to the surface before he resigned or retired, and he retired this spring. So I got the mayor position because I was president of the council. I've been on council for over 9 years now. So So I've come to love Leroy probably just as much as you guys do. I don't have the history there, but I do really want Leroy to stay on the map and not shrivel up. So we're trying to do our part. And Mayor is, it's big shoulders.
And you wouldn't think about that being that big a job in that size of a town, but it's probably even a bigger job because you've got
I think it probably is because you're going to step on somebody's toes, whatever you do. Can't make everybody happy.
And you can't do that. You can't make everybody happy.
No. So
that's
we try to be
appreciate
fair.
You being there all that time. My land, that's quite a while to be serving.
I was so encouraged when I first came because the community building was being talked about 14 years ago. And because there was so many squabbles about location and different things, that money got put towards the park, the parking around the main park there in town on Main Street.
Yes, and I think it's very attractive.
Yes, it's a very pretty park. We've got the bandstand covered with Bunting's Red, White, and Blue right now, so it's very festive. And then in the Christmas season, we decorate Christmas trees. Businesses adopt a tree and they decorate the trees, so we have Christmas trees around the park. So we're going to put the community building in there, and we finally got grant monies to get the community building started. So we have a meeting tonight to discuss core samples and the final plans for the community building. So hopefully by the end of this year, we'll be breaking some ground on the community building. But
now,
that was
our brain.
So They're in the park.
I know. Where at in the park?
On the east side of the park.
I see. Okay.
East side. Oh, okay. Well, you know, it takes a lot of work to get this grant money. So that takes a lot of time. Yeah. And a lot of...
It does, and a lot of communication.
Yeah. Right, right. And just you have to keep your fingers crossed that you're going to be... You qualify for it, you know. But I'm glad that you've... That at least you're getting help that way to get it done. We might as well get... You might as well get help from our federal government.
Right. And we're going to make part of it a shelter so that we have a place for people to go to for our...
Tornadoes or
inclement weather and stuff. So,
oh, good.
It'll
be good.
Part of the community building will be tornado proof.
Okay. And if you had to use something, you know, like if you did have an emergency, like there in Colorado with the forest fires, you'd have where you could put, you know, cots and stuff for people to stay if you had some type of an emergency.
Yeah.
So it could serve several purposes, couldn't it? Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's...
And we're so excited to get started on it. So,
that something the city council will have to be over? Would you have to oversee that building? I mean,
we're
like
gonna
people
have
wanting
to
rent it.
We haven't got down to the specifics on that. We did gather information several years ago when we thought we were going to get the grant monies and we didn't. But we got all the surrounding community buildings and how they work, you know, how much they charge and deposits and all that stuff. And we'll have to get through that at some point, too. But
Who is your city clerk?
Linda Doggett's our city clerk right now.
Oh, okay.
And then Ron Ellis is our superintendent, and Wayne Bolin just served 25 years. on as a superintendent's aide, so
okay,
we know
Wayne.
Been there quite a while.
Wayne.
Excuse me, Sandra. Excuse me, ladies.
Yes.
Sandra, the city clerk. I believe her maiden name is Linda Hauser.
Yes, Hauser. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, that's okay, Mayor Christine. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but. I think that would ring a bell because I think Sandra, I remember another lady, Jeannie Hauser.
That was her mother, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Jeannie Hauser, and her sister is Margaret Hauser.
Her father still lives in Leroy.
Oh, he does. Oh, my. Because Jeannie passed away many years ago. She had diabetes real bad.
Was that Jeannie Slagle?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I remember.
Lois Slagle is still around town.
Lois
Slagle. I'll stop interrupting you, but that is my Linda Hauser Doggett is my secret contact in Leroy. She tells me everything.
She's not secret now.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. There you go.
Mike, when you're secretly talking to her, you know, Mar Sheila and her were very good friends. My daughter and Linda, they used to play together all the time.
Okay.
With their
At least
Barbie
you mentioned
dolls.
That to me.
Oh, she did?
Well,
yes, because I don't know who you guys are, so they were trying to piece together for me who you guys were.
Well, it's terrible. It is terrible, Mayor Christine. But I have to tell you, Mayor Christine, Linda told me confidentially that my brother was responsible for chipping her tooth.
That's
Which
big
one?
News.
So one of the beauties of the 21st century technology is not only do we learn about making pickles in pillowcases, but we also learn who chipped each other's teeth when they were young.
How funny.
Well, see, when we lived there, and Mar Sheila, my daughter, and Linda played together, we lived in at that time it was a big red house. I don't know what color it is now. About two blocks from the ballpark on I don't know what the name of that street is. But and Linda and them lived two blocks further on down the street from us. So they used to run back and forth playing with each other. So,
you know, years and years ago, I had somebody ask me the other day what the name of the street was I grew up on. I said, we didn't have street names.
I know.
You didn't?
No, we didn't have street names.
We just said down that one, yeah. And I think, is there a California street there in Leroy?
Yes, I live on California Street.
Okay, see, they have A Street, B Street.
A, B, C, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to look up what the address is on this house that we lived in. I think what street, where is California Street? I guess I need to.
Okay, have you been to Leroy lately? The co-op is on where the gas pumps are.
Right.
That road, right to the west of the co-op on the highway is California Street. It's just one street off Main Street.
Okay,
oh,
that's where
okay.
we grew up.
To the east.
Right.
Yeah.
We grew up on California Street. Our house used to be there. You know where the brick house is there on the corner where Christie's live?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our house is to the, what was that, K West?
North
of Christie's house on the corner.
Our
and
house
the
is where the co-op is now.
Right,
co-op land.
Right, our house is on co-op. The co-op bought our house and tore it down. And that's where they have, right. And then across the street from our house was the Williams, Kenneth and Hazel Williams, who was Viola Looney, mom and dad.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
my neighbor down on California.
Oh, okay. So he used to live up by the school when we lived there. He lived right across the street from the grade school. Him and Bertha was his wife's name. Is she still alive? Oh,
yes,
I'll be darned. That's good. That's good. Well, they used to live right across the street from the grade school on the corner. And he worked for the light company, didn't he, Kay?
Yeah, KG&E.
Yep.
Right.
That's a little guy on his rock that says Williams, and then it's the little logo for KG&E.
Electric guy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the little electric guy.
Yeah.
So when
people
ask where I live at, I'm just like, okay, you go down California Street, and it's not the first Williams sign you see, it's the second one.
Oh, yeah. So the Williamses live side by side, huh?
Well, down the block a little bit, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's the joy of being in a small town. Everybody has the same last name.
Right, that's true. Well, I'm so happy that there's things going on. The only thing I wish that you all could get there, and that is a nice little grocery store for the community. They are few and far between in these small towns, I'll tell you.
Yes, they are, and I've talked to Nancy several times over in Gridley. She owns the Nancy grocery store over there. And it's just a struggle. So to keep your doors open.
That would be hard for a small town, but you know, it's hard on a small town not to have one because the citizens, they have to go. You have to go to Burlington or Iola to get groceries.
Right.
So,
and Vernon,
I don't know.
I wasn't around when Daryl's was open. The Brownfields, they had just closed not too long before I moved to town. But my husband Vernon had stated that he'd go in there and get fresh lunch meat off the deli counter, and you know, I do have a scale from Brownfield's grocery store in my house.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we used to live up the alley from, and we'd come up the alley from our home house and go in the back door and get our groceries every day and take them home, and they would charge them for the month.
Right.
And Mom would go up at the first of the month and pay the grocery bill. Oh, see, things are so different now. Heavens,
yes,
nobody
would
charge you anything. But that was back in the good old days, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's too bad that you guys can't get something going. But now down at the jerky house or jerky place, they need to have a small variety of groceries, don't they?
Yeah, it's comparable to a convenience store. They carry milk and breads and candy bars and pops and chips and stuff like that. So when we get them in a bind, we can go there. So, you know. And
yeah.
A lot of people go there, so I think they do well.
Well, that's good, but you about to have something that has at least the staples, you know, that you might
mm-hmm.
run out of, because it would be, when you guys go to the store, you can't run every day to the grocery store.
That's right. It's a major event when you go to the grocery store.
That's just what I was thinking. Does a group go together, or does each family just go on their own? How does that? Because I know a lady that was in my class in school who moved to Leroy that doesn't drive, and I think how does that happen? I mean, how does that work?
Now, Coffee County provides us transportation. There's a public transportation, and they can call that van. And they will come to Leroy and pick them up, and it's free will donation type thing.
Oh, I see.
Don't have family members around town, hopefully, you know, somebody's nice enough or they've gotten involved in the community enough to find those people that are still able to drive. And I mean,
oh,
okay.
Whoa. So if you wanted to go to Burlington to get groceries, you'd have to make an appointment and tell them when you wanted to go then.
Pretty much, yes.
Is that how it works?
It's,
yeah.
And would they come to Leroy for one person?
They have, yes.
Is that right?
Well, you know, people have doctor's appointments, too.
Sure.
So, I mean, they have to get to those appointments. So.
Right,
I think that's a great thing, actually. That's amazing that you
guys
organize.
It is a wonderful thing.
You know, do you guys... Mayor Christine, pass the word around, and I know it's probably not right, not... Now's not the time, probably. It should have been a month ago before we started the Leroy Show. But gardens, speaking of food, people, Kay and Sandra talked about their gardens, which used to be, you know, the railroad tracks. I don't know if the railroad still runs through Co-op or by. Well, that's actually the old property boundary for the Lime Balls home place. Kay and Sandra grew up at. And Kay can tell you and has said that she remembers waving at the soldiers going off to World War II as the railroad cars passed through Leroy. That was their backyard. And they had a big garden back there.
My backyard is the railroad tracks, too.
okay.
I don't think very many passenger trains go through, but we have had a steam engine go through before, so that was pretty fun to watch. Yep.
Yeah. Oh. What was the purpose of that?
I think they were having a promotion or something. I grew up and graduated from Yates Center, so a friend of mine from Yates Center told me that there was a steam engine coming our way, so... Since I live on the tracks, I sat there and waited for it, and you could hear it chugging across the trestles and coming down the way. I got pictures of it.
Oh,
that was
wonderful.
Interesting.
Yes,
right.
Well, that's what we heard all the time, but we got used to it, you know, because they blow their whistle when they get to the station. Of course, is the station there? Is it gone? The depot?
I think the depot is still in town, but it's not by the railroad tracks. It's over by Luther's Jerky Store, right when you come in off 58. And I think it's the depot. I'm sorry. I don't know my history well enough there.
It used to be a big building there because they had mail and freight and everything that would come in on the trains. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we had like, wasn't there like three, four?
Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Did we lose her? Okay.
Uh, we, It looks
did
like
we lose Sandra?
I don't know. No, it looks like all the lines are on. We may have lost. We are running out of time. Anyhow, I can still hear you, Kay. Sandra?
Okay. Okay. No, she's gone. She was telling me she's having phone problems.
Oh, well. No. It's okay. We were on the closing seconds of the show. And
yeah.
I want to thank you for, Kay. Maybe next week we can read, have some more time to read read some of the old names and places of Leroy on the paper box.
This is for Mayor Christine. I have some papers here from 1980 through 1990. It's a Leroy Reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
awesome.
They've just taken little excerpts from each one of those papers through the years and condensed them into one paper for the whole year. But it's kind of interesting just to go through and pick out names of people from way back in 1880.
Hello?
There she is.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay, well, we couldn't hear you.
I know. Okay, I can hear you guys, but I had phone problems. You'll have to get me some new phones, I guess. So, are we out of time, Mike?
Yes, we're running out of time, ladies. I'm sorry to report.
Well, Christine, we appreciate your coming on.
Yes,
well, thank
you for inviting me.
You. I'm glad to know things are going on in Leroy.
We plan to keep it that way. So
that's very good. Good to hear.
We will promote that, and we'll have to run ourselves down there and visit, okay?
Yes.
And please do. And if you guys do come to the parlor, please have them call me so I can come down and visit with you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Have
Thank
a nice
you.
Day, ladies.
Thank
you.
You too.
Thank you. Mayor Christine, thank you for coming on Radio Free Kansas. We're lucky, very lucky to have her. Well, we're going to have some more guests like that coming on. Thank you, Kay and Sandra. I really appreciate you. I promise I keep falling asleep and taking my naps on Thursday. I should not do that.
Right.
That sounds like a good idea.
Take them later, earlier in the day or later, after the show,
your nap. My son came and woke me up, and he says, Dad, the Leroy Show, the Leroy Show.
Bless his heart.
I said, oh, my God, I jumped up and ran in here and called him.
Good for him.
Yes,
thank you, Kristen.
Yeah, he's listening. Stay cool, Aunt Kay, down there. I think Oklahoma's hotter than Kansas is right now. I don't know, but, boy.
I think we must be.
Yeah.
I'm sure we are. However, it's only 64
here
this morning.
It was what?
64 this morning.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes. It's that sun.
75.
It feels wonderful to get up. I get up real early, as early as 3 in the morning. And and I go out and mess around in my garage and stuff at that early. It's actually not bad, really.
No.
Right.
It wasn't bad this morning when I went for a walk with the dog. I took the dog
for
a walk.
What time
was that? Well, that was about 7:30.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was really nice. All the other people were out walking their dogs, and we commented about how cool it was.
Yeah, it is nice. It is nice about that time of the morning. And like I said, it is wonderful. There are times that I notice a lot of the old guys, the old farmers out here in Jefferson County, they're busy as bees at sunup. Busy.
I bet.
Driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Driving the truck, move around, but by noon you don't see anybody. By noon everybody's getting under them shade trees, as Aunt Kay calls them. We get under
That's right. Okay. So
yes, tell us about next week. We have a little bit.
I'm going to send you a pickle recipe for next week. It was Margaret Bradley.
All right, I will keep the pillowcases empty.
Okay. All right. All right.
I love you too. And let's have
love
some fun. And I promise to be on time next week.
Okay.
Oh, I'll call you earlier in the day. Okay.
Oh,
bye-bye.
My God.
Oh. Bye.
I'm not sure if that's good, really.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Come on.
Bye.